Now we had that, I asked you about, I didn't get that on the tape, the other name besides stallion for horses. Might call it a stallion, or they might call it a...
Stead Howard.
Yeah. And then what were the wild hogs called?
Russian boars.
And they had two...
tushes.
And on their necks they have...
bristles.
All right. The sound a calf makes when it's being weaned.
We call it bawling.
Okay, that's good. How about the sound a cow or calf makes at feeding time?
Well,
while they're eating.
I guess they'd be bawling too for something to eat.
All right. But after they've been given their food and they're contented.
I don't know.
Well, I was thinking of lowing or...
something like that.
Mooing or something like that. So what it sounds the sound a horse makes at feeding time?
We call it nickers.
Okay. And if you're going out to feed the you go out and give the animals their food. You say, I'm going out to feed the
horses.
But if you're going to feed all of them together, you know, the horses, cows, and hogs, you might say, I'm going out to feed the...
Well, we would feed shepherd, we'd say. I'm going to feed the stock. That meant other thing.
Uh-huh.
Which way I was brought
up. Sure. Okay. How about if you're going to give food to the chickens?
Feed the chickens.
All right. Now, what do you call a chicken sitting on an egg?
Oh, setting a hen.
All right. And what do you call, and the thing the chicken lives in.
Hen house.
Something smaller that you might use to move to carry the chicken around in there.
I reckon be called a hen nest.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of either if it has maybe be pointed on the top, small with slats that you could carry around.
Well, we never did.
Like a chicken coop, I was thinking of, or cook. A coop or a cook.
Like
all right. Now, the chicken bone that kids like to play with, one gets on either side and pulls it.
Pull that bone.
All right. And the edible insides of a hog.
Inside of a hog would be entrails.
All right. How about the intestines themselves? If some people eat the intestines.
That's how I do.
All right, and they fry them. Do you eat, do you like that?
I never did eat none, only in Winnis, but the colored people call that chitlin.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, how would you call your cows in if you wanted to, get the cows in from the pasture?
I'd holler, "Sook, Red, sook."
Okay. And how about to get them to stand still at milking time?
So.
And call, did you have any special calls to calves?
To calves, too.
Okay. And when you're plowing with your mules to get them to turn left and right?
Well, you educate that mule when you're plowing one. And want to go to the right, you'll holler, "Gee."
Uh-huh.
Want to go to the left, you'd holler, "Ha!" That mule will step over.
Uh-huh. Now, did you, did you have a special call to get horses in from the pasture?
Oh, yeah.
How did you call the horses in?
Well, we'd say, "Cope, John, Cope, John, Cope,
uh-huh.
Joe."